Cooking fires in the enemy camp made demonic constellations in the darkness. "Did they tell you why I've been sent here, Clarence?" he said.
"No, sir. My instructions were that you would, oversee things. Prince Heinrich is not very happy about it."
"Oh, well, the interests of Ankh-Morpork are the interests of all money-love... Oops, sorry. All freedom-loving people everywhere," said Vimes. "We can't have a country that turns back our mail coaches and keeps cutting down the Clax Towers. That's expensive. They're cutting the continent in half. They're the pinch in the hourglass. I'm to bring things to a satisfactory conclusion. And frankly, Clarence, I'm wondering if it's even worth attacking Borogravia. It'll be cheaper to sit here and wait for it to explode. Although I notice... Where was that report? Oh, yeah. It will starve first."
Regrettably so, sir.
Igor stood mutely in front of the recruiting table. "Don't often see you people these days," said Jakram. "Yeah, run out of fresh brains, have you?" said the corporal nastily. "Now then, corporal, no call for that," said the sergeant, leaning back in his creaking chair. "There's plenty of lads out there walking around on legs they wouldn't still have if there hadn't been a friendly Igor around. Hey, Igor?" "Yeah? Well, I heard about people waking up and finding their friendly Igor had whipped out their brains in the middle of the night and buggered off to flog 'em," said the corporal, glaring at Igor.
"I promise you, your brain is entirely safe from me, corporal," said Igor.
Polly started to laugh, and stopped when she realised that absolutely no one else was doing so. "Yeah, well, I met a sergeant who said an Igor put a man's legs on backwards," said Corporal Strappy. "What good's that to a soldier, eh?"
"Could advance and retreat at the same time," said Igor levelly. "Sergeant, I know all the stories, and they are nothing but vile calumnies. I seek only to serve my country. I do not want trouble."
"Right," said the sergeant. "Nor do we. Make your mark, and you've got to promise not to mess about with Corporal Strappy's brain, right? Another signature? My word, I can see we've got ourselves a bleeding college of recruits today. Give him his cardboard shilling, Corporal."
"Thank you," said Igor. "And I would like to give the picture a wipe, if it's all the same to you."
He produced a small cloth.
"Wipe it?" said Strappy.
"Is that a lad, sergeant?"
"What do you want to wipe it for, mister?" said Jakram.
"To remove the invisible demons," said Igor.
"I can't see any invis—" Strappy began,
and stopped.
"Just let him, all right," said Jakram. "It's one of their funny little ways."
"Don't seem right," muttered Strappy. "Practically treason."
"Can't see why it'd be wrong just to give the old girl a wash," said the sergeant shortly. "Next." "Oh."
After carefully wiping the stained picture and giving it a perfunctory peck, Igor came and stood next to Polly, giving her a sheepish grin. But she was watching the next recruit. He was short and quite slim, which was fairly usual in a country where it was rare to get enough food to make you fat. But he dressed in black and expensively, like an aristocrat. He even had a sword. The sergeant was, therefore, looking worried. Clearly, a man could get into trouble, talking wrong to a knob who might have important friends.
"You sure you come to the right place, sir?" he said.
"Yes, Sergeant, I wish to enlist."
Sergeant Jakram shifted uneasily.
"Yes, sir, but I'm sure a gentleman like you. Are you going to enlist me or not, Sergeant?"
"Not usual for a gentleman to enlist as a common soldier, sir," mumbled the sergeant.
"What you mean, Sergeant, is anyone after me? Is there a price on my head? And the answer is no."
"How about a mob with pitchforks?" said Corporal Strappy. "He's a bloody vampire, Sarge. Anyone can see that. He's a black ribboner. Look, he's got the badge."
"Which says not one drop," said the young man calmly. "Not one drop of human blood, Sergeant. A prohibition I have accepted for almost 2 years, thanks to the League of Temperance. Of course, if you have a personal objection, Sergeant, you need only give it to me in writing."
Which was quite a clever thing to say, Polly thought. Those clothes cost serious money. Most of the vampire families were highly nobby. You never knew who was connected to who. Not just to who, in fact, but to whom. Whoms were likely to be far more trouble than your common everyday who.
The sergeant was looking down a mile of rough road.